You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $100 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on Emerald products and Super Deck stains May 19th through the 22nd. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
No, no.
Elizabeth, you ready to play today?
Yes, I am.
All right, go ahead. Kick Raven out of here.
Raven, can you please leave?
Sure. Good luck, Elizabeth.
Okay, so Raven is walking out of here. That big door is going to close. He won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Christopher Lloyd played Doc Brown in Back to the Future, and he says that he's happy that there was never a Back to the Future 4. He also starred in The Addams Family as what character?
I don't know.
Number two, the actual bar from the TV show Cheers is on the auction block right now. Many of the cast signed it, including the late actress that played Rebecca Howe. Who's that? Wow, this is not going well, Elizabeth. Number three, the top names given to babies last year, according to the Social Security Administration, were Liam for boys and Olivia for girls. Which Olivia won Best New Artist at the Grammys last year?
Olivia Rodriguez.
Number four, Netflix's The Mother was watched by 2.8 million U.S. households over the weekend, beating Glass Onion and Murder Mystery 2. It stars what international pop star?
I don't know.
And number five, Martha Stewart is the oldest woman to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. She is 81 years old. What's the name of her first magazine that launched in 1990?
Martha.
Good. All right, Elizabeth. I just want to say that I appreciate you trying today. I really, really do.
Yo.
Elizabeth, unfortunately, did not get any right.
Perfect. Told you I didn't plan on losing today.
Well, there you go. Number one. Christopher Lloyd played Doc Brown in the Back to the Future, and he says he's happy there was never a Back to the Future 4.
Oh.
Which I guess means he was happy about the first three? I don't know what that means.
Well, the first three are really good.
All right, he also starred in The Addams Family as what character?
He's Uncle Fester, actually, in The Addams Family.
Yeah. He is. He's a great Uncle Fester, too. Number two, the actual bar from the TV show Cheers is on the auction block right now, and many of the cast signed it, including the late actress that played Rebecca Howe. Who's that?
Rebecca Howe was Kirstie Alley.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, I must have had like a brain blip. I forgot that she passed away last year.
Yeah.
It was so sad.
It was sudden.
Yeah. She had colon cancer so fast. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Number three, the top names given to babies last year, according to the Social Security Administration, were Liam for boys and Olivia for girls.
Mm-hmm.
Which Olivia won Best New Artist at the Grammys last year?
It's got to be Olivia Rodrigo.
Correct. Number four, Netflix's The Mother was watched by 2.8 million U.S. households over the weekend, beating Glass Onion and Murder Mystery 2.
Mm-hmm.
It stars what international pop star?
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
I hear it's good.
I have to watch it at some point over the next couple days.
Shotgun Wedding was cheesy, but it was funny. If you didn't watch it, I thought it was fun.
I love Jennifer Lopez. I want to be friends with her one day.
I thought Lenny Kravitz as the villain, spoiler alert, was fantastic.
Number five, Martha Stewart is the oldest woman to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. She is 81 years old. What's the name of her first magazine, which launched in 1990?
It was Living, right?
Martha Stewart Living.
She's always been hot.
Sorry, Elizabeth. He beat you 5-0 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
I'm Elizabeth, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $200 tomorrow, Anna. Here we go.
Yeah, and I also want to thank Danielle. She submitted some questions that I used over the last couple days. If you have ideas for questions, too, you can submit them at annonraven.com. Just click on Can't Beat Raven.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.